My friend had been trying to launch her company for the past 3 years and was making progress, but needed to ramp things up. Her boyfriend, who had been backing her and paying for her living expenses, was about to come to an end along with their relationship. She found herself in a state of panic, trying to figure out how to do it all on her own. I told her she just needed to jump into the deep end, get a place of her own, and the pressure would propel her business forward. But she was more focused on backup plans. Before you make a plan B, scrap it and go with plan A. The problem with backup plans is that they give us a safety net to fail. It's basically a fallback plan that you will inevitably fall back on. If you don't have a safety net, you are much more likely to succeed because there is no other option. In the end, my friend took my advice and got a place of her own instead of bunking up with another friend to save on living expenses. The financial stress of being on her own plus the solitude to get things done propelled her to move the company forward faster in 1 year than she had done in a total of the past 3 years. And to top it off, she secured a significant investor. The pitch challenge today: what safety nets have you set up as a plan B in case you fail? Are you brave enough to scrap them and face your plan A head on? It might be time for you to plunge into the deep end, like my friend, and accelerate your plan A today.